You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
This is Mr. Anderson, and you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. This is Knockouts and Three Counts, and we are here live in the illustrious Podcast Detroit studios here in Royal Oak, Michigan, with another episode of Podcast Gold. We're not going to go through our spiel quite yet, because we got a special guest on the line. We want to make sure we, you know, get this interview in. She's a very busy lady. She's royalty. We have to, you know, we got to allocate our time properly with the queen. So let me go ahead and make this introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, from Guinea, West Africa. I got it right this time. Ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit, gold star for the day.
She yelled at me before, so I just want to make sure I got it right. from Guinea, West Africa, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Queen Aminata. Queen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining. I really do appreciate it. I know we only got you for a little bit of time. I want to make sure, you know, we allocate your time properly. You're a queen. You got to treat royalty the right way. So,
Jesus, gosh.
The queen goes to bed at 7 p.m. usually. So.
Wow.
Wow, that's super early.
I know.
Well, she's a queen. She has, you know, royal things to take care of. You know, she's got to go to bed early. And
so
get
we're
up.
Definitely going to have to get into that when we start asking questions about her wrestling career. How does that work?
Well, hey.
Why that's going to be number one.
Yeah, why'd you go?
That's going to be question number one. So if you go to bed that early, how does that work with your wrestling schedule?
Well, I know. I feel like a grandma. I try to go to bed early, like Monday through Friday, because I do work. And then from work, I go straight to the gym. So after that, I'm just done. Like, I'm exhausted. And, you know, Saturdays and Sundays are traveling days and training days, too. So, yeah, that's why I go to bed super early. Sorry, I'm a grandma.
Over the past couple of weeks, I had the opportunity to catch you in Akron, Ohio, and this past Sunday in Toledo. And I guess you could say I've traveled the road the last 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, I don't know how you do it, because I'm still recovering from these past 2 weeks. Like last week, I was in Toledo and then Akron and then Cleveland for Fastlane. And then this past weekend, we did a show here in the Detroit area that came out of Toledo. So I only got a taste of it. So what is it like traveling across the Midwest, you know, making these towns? How is that on your body? How do you do it every week?
To be honest, it's hard. It's really, really hard. But, you know, when you have a dream, personally, I want to be a recognized professional wrestler. So I have to do whatever I have to do. And I love what I'm doing. So as much as, you know, I'm going to say it's hard, but I'm still enjoying it. So
that leads me to one of my questions. You were talking about you want to be a known and recognized wrestler. What got you into wrestling in the first place?
Listen, you already said it. I'm from Africa, and I haven't seen any other, you know, African women wrestler. And at first I thought, you know, I don't think I can do this. I don't even know how I'm going to start doing this. Like, I'm in Africa. We watch wrestling, but we don't have wrestling school. We don't have none of that. So when I moved here back in 2013, actually April 23rd, 2013,
wow.
I just said, listen, I am here. I'm just going to give it a shot. And I went for it. And I went to Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy. And I'm still training there, you know, every Sunday, because I want to perfect my craft. And I am so thankful that I have the best trainers in town ever. And that's all. That's how I became a wrestler.
So that kind of brings up an interesting question. So you moved from Africa to Ohio. how big of a culture shock was that to, you know, Africa to Ohio, where it's very, very cold?
Actually, I was in Africa. Then I moved to Europe. you know, I was between Paris and Africa. And then that's when I made the transition to come here after I finished school, my master's. And I'm like, you know what? I want to learn how to speak English. I want to be able to speak English, and I want to be able to experience this side of the world that I haven't seen. And that's how I came here.
So every time you come out to the ring, it's announced that you speak, I think it's four or five languages. I forget.
Four.
Four. Okay. So what four languages do you speak?
So I have my native language, African. My mom is from one side of Africa and my dad is from another side. So I speak both of their languages, and I speak French, and now I speak English. And I'm still learning how to speak English. So,
well, you're doing a lot better job than I am. I'm barely speaking English right now.
Okay, I will take that.
So, my next question for you, you know, you mentioned, you know, your travels from Paris to Africa and coming here to the States and things. Once you started training, you mentioned that you guys watch wrestling in Africa. Was there anybody that you watched growing up, or is there anybody like as you were training that you know, had as an influence, or somebody that, you know, you patterned yourself off of? Or,
well, my all-time favorite wrestler is Brock Lesnar.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not expect that one.
I know, right? I just love how powerful he is and his presence in the ring and everything else. But I do love Stone Cold Steve Austin.
See, now we're talking.
I love him a lot. I know, right? It's just weird.
The crazy part about it is, if you haven't met the guy is exactly how you see him on TV in person. Because I just saw him when I was at Mania last year, and he's the same way.
I can't wait. I can't wait to meet him. But yeah, Brock Lesnar is my all-time favorite, and I used to watch wrestling with my family, my grandma. But Brock just stood like there, and he was just like so captivating to me, and he's my favorite.
So what are your thoughts on him, you know, as champion, you know, not being on TV and things like that as much? Does it bother you like it does so many of the other fans?
I mean, you know, everybody is different, and personally, that's his character. That's how he managed to have that contract. I don't have nothing against him, but I feel like the more he comes, you know, people can, you know, relate to him and be able to see him more and actually enjoy him on TV. I want to see him as much, you know, but I do understand, because every single time he comes and I'm like, oh my God, I start jumping, because I think there's this thing in French that, you know, people always like, when something is rare, it's actually la rareté fait la valeur. It gives you value. I have to translate that in my head. I'm still translating stuff. So because he's so rare on TV, he's so valuable. That's how I feel.
Okay.
You know, but you don't have to agree with me.
Yes, he already has. He was a fan, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, like I said, I saw you this past Sunday in Powerbomb Wrestling, where you are the women's champion, and I saw you the week before in Ohio Championship Wrestling in Akron. And the first time we saw you was actually here in Detroit at XICW. So the first two times that I saw you wrestle, you were wrestling as a heel. But Sunday, it kind of caught me off guard when I saw you as a babyface. So my question to you is, which do you prefer? Do you prefer wrestling heel, or do you prefer wrestling as a babyface?
I will tell you one thing. I'm a professional wrestler, and I don't prefer babyface, or I don't prefer heel. I can work both. So
nice.
If that's an answer, then that's how I'm going to answer to that question.
I am not going to question the queen. That is your answer.
So, here's another question. You mentioned that, you know, Brock is your favorite, but what are your thoughts on the women's wrestling scene as a whole right now? And what is it like for you being a women's wrestler out on the independent scene right now?
Oh my God. I mean, I know I just started wrestling, but from when I was young, you know, all the way you know, in Africa and being here now and seeing how this evolution is happening and how women want to be, you know, as good and as dominant in the ring, like, you know, like men. It's just amazing. And I'm just proud to be part of it, you know, and I know I'm still learning and I would never stop learning, but I would love for every single woman in Africa or every single woman that thought for one day, hey, guess what? We don't have wrestling here in this country, you know, to be able to see me and be like, wow, she did it. So I think I can do it too. I don't have to be in America or I don't have to be, you know, I don't know, in UK to be able to train or do something like this. You can start training anytime, anywhere.
What would you say is the, like, you know, for women, you know, wanting to get into wrestling now and things like that? I mean, I know you're still fresh in the game, but like, what would you say the climate is like for a women's wrestler right now? Because it seems like, you know, with all the new promotions that are coming up, like AEW and all the things that are going on right now, it seems like this is one of the hotter periods there's been in wrestling in a while. And as we go into WrestleMania, you know, there's a very high possibility that the main event's going to be Ronda versus Becky versus Charlotte. I mean, what does that mean for you being a worker, you know, knowing that there's now the opportunity that women can main event a show like, you know, WrestleMania?
It just means that, you know, we can do it. And as a woman right now, like you said, this is the hottest time ever. So if you were thinking about, oh, you know what, I'm just going to train once a week, or I'm going to travel here, I'm going to be picky, or I'm not going to do this. Like, you just have to start. You have to be able to push your boundaries. You have to be able to do what you thought you cannot do. You have to be able to just think out of your comfort zone. And you have to be able to just wake up every single day as, hey, you know what? I am better than yesterday. And if you cannot do that, I don't think it's okay for you to be in this business, because it's hard. It's really, really hard and demanding on your body. And as a woman, like, that's my goal. I want to be able to say every single day, wow, I am becoming the wrestler that I envision myself being like 10 years from now. And I'm just working toward my goal. And that's all.
Well, you were talking a few minutes ago about how you want to kind of be the face of women's wrestling in Africa. The WWE right now, they're making their way into a lot of different countries. They now have the UK brand. They're working their way into China. They're working their way into India right now and the Middle East. I've been saying for a while that I would like to see WWE, you know, make their way through Africa as well, so that people there can get that training. So let's just say WWE calls Queen Amanada and says, hey, we want to sign you to an NXT contract. Would one of your main goals be to get them into Africa at that point, so that people don't have to travel all the way to the States to get that training?
You know, I would love to be signed and I would love to make it to NXT. But for now, my vision and my goal is just to make sure every single person in Africa, or every person actually, like, as a woman that thought, hey, I cannot do it, Amy did it, you know, she's from Africa, she traveled here, she did it, I can do it too. That's my goal. But if WWE, you know, wants me to go that route, guess what, I'm not gonna say no. I'm gonna say, well, when can I start? Let's go.
Who are some of your favorites and people that you're watching out on the scene right now as far as women's wrestlers?
WWE or everywhere?
Everywhere.
Well, I will say this. Asuka has to be my number one.
It's a good choice. Good choice.
It's not a bad choice at all.
You know, I would love to see her more, and being like, I would love to see more Asuka from Japan in WWE. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes 100% sense.
Makes
sense. You want to see Kana, not Asuka. I got you.
Yes. So that, I would love that. But you have so many wrestlers out there, and I don't think it's fair to that. I would say everybody, but Asuka has to be my number one.
Like, who's someone that you've actually wrestled that you really enjoyed being in a ring with and you learned from?
Oh, wow. I learned from everybody, but I learned a lot from Raylan. She's in Japan right now. I learned a lot from Samantha Heights, Zoe Sky. I shared the ring with a lot of good girls. And, you know, you don't have to be, I won't say you don't have to be a vet for me to learn something from you. I don't care what your level of wrestling, like, I just don't care, but I will learn something from you no matter what. But I wrestle Samantha a lot, and I know she kicks hard, really, really hard. And I learned that from her. So I learned to lay my shit in.
Yeah, you, yeah, you had a pretty rough match this past Sunday when you defended your championship, and I could tell you were very exhausted afterwards. But when is the next time we're going to see you here in the Detroit area?
I don't know. I have to check my calendar, but I think I'm going to go back. I think it's May. I have Ooh La La Wrestling.
Oh, you're going to be at Ooh La La Lucha?
We're going to be at Ooh La La too.
I'm sorry?
We will both be at Ooh La La too, because one of our past guests of the show is going to be in the main event of Ooh La La.
Mysterious Movado, good friend of the show.
And his opponent, theoretically, Sam Adonis.
Definitely. Yeah, see.
I will be there, but I'm not sure when I will be around Detroit or Michigan.
Well, hopefully you are on that Ooh La La Lucha show. And,
Devin actually shows up.
Yeah,
this time.
I will be there definitely. That will be on May 4th. I know that for sure.
Okay, yeah.
Well, then Devin's probably going to show up this time because you're going to be there. Because last time he totally no showed us.
Okay, Queen. Can we just address the elephant in the room real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just going to be completely honest. The first time I saw you wrestle was at XICW show. I want to say, was that June of last year, July, something like that?
It was Hell in a Cell. It was the night of Hell in a Cell.
Okay, but Ooh La La Lucha, right?
So that was October.
Not Ooh La La. I mean, it was XICW.
So, XICW, yeah.
Right. So when you came out, I'm not going to lie, the first thing out of my mouth is, oh my God, she's gorgeous, right? So ever since then, Kyle just thinks that like I'm stalking you or something like that, which is not the case.
That is not what I said. I was busting balls, first of all.
Because, when I called him after during intermission of the show in Toledo this past Sunday, and I told him, yeah, I'm at the show in Toledo. He was like, let me guess, Queen Amanada's there. And I'm like, yeah, she happened to be there, but I'm not stalking her.
Dog, you just like outed yourself.
No, I'm just addressing the elephant in the room. But no, I'm gonna follow that with a compliment. So when we saw you at the XICW show, I'm like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. But when you got in the ring and that bell rung, I'm like, man, she is really, really good. And then afterwards, when we talked to you, you told me you had only been wrestling for a little while. I was amazed. So how often do people kind of get caught up in how you look and then are surprised when they see, man, she can actually go?
You know, that it's funny you said that, because every single time I go to shows and let's say it's a new promotion, a lot of people just look at me like, oh, she just wanna be, you know, when they sit there, you're like, oh, okay, well, guess what, there's a surprise, I can't wait to show you. Like, I always get that. And you know, I get it. Like, wrestling is tough and, you know, it's hard on your body, but I still want to be feminine and still look attractive and still look good and do whatever I need to do in the ring too. I just want to be a full package. I'm not going to say I just want to be a full package. I am a full package.
I was about to say, so, I think you already are.
Yeah. So, yeah, but like I said, I have great trainers, and Queen Aminata was in Queen Aminata 2 years ago, and now she knows that she is Queen Aminata. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, for all the listeners out there that have not seen Queen Aminata wrestle, come out to Ooh La La Lucha and check her out. This is just me, in my opinion. Of a lot of the women that I've seen on the independent scene, you have basically the full package. Like, you look amazing. You look amazing in the ring. You have a fully developed character. I honestly think you're one of the best up and coming female wrestlers, just wrestlers, period, on the independent scene. Aww. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm glad we got you on the show now, because we kind of have this history of like people trying to get people on the show or people coming on the show, and then they're getting snatched up by NXT.
We've literally had it happen with Matt Riddle, Shayna Baszler. Let's see, who else?
Who's your boy, the gymnast guy?
Stacey Irvin, who just got signed by NXT. Like, literally, it's happened to us within a week of them signing, or I found out.
Yes, well, I hope I'm next.
Yeah, I know. So let's hope that we can strap you to NXT next.
All we ask is you don't forget.
I'll be like, guess what? Ain't got time for you. Bye. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you won't be able to do any more interviews anyway, so you know. But just don't forget about us when you blow up.
No. That's so funny.
Well, we only got a few more minutes with you. You know, your time is very, very valuable. We don't want to, you know, intrude on your time.
Yeah, I'm starting to snore right now.
But it's one question that we ask all wrestlers that come on the show. And sure. It's about locker room etiquette. We're actually going to eventually go through and make an actual list of all the rules that have been made.
Shit, we've been saying that.
We've been saying that for a while. But so far, some of the guys on the show, I think a good friend of yours, Congo Kong, one of his was it Wash Your Balls? Was that his?
Yeah.
What?
We've had Wash Your Balls. We've had Keep Your Baby Mama Out of the Locker Room. We've had Shake Everybody's Hand. Don't Take My Chair. Let's see.
Make sure your gear is clean. All that good stuff.
Yes.
So, and I don't know if we had any ladies.
We haven't. No, we did. We had Solo Darling was on it.
That's right.
Yep, Solo Darling did it. But we've only had like one or two females so far. So what's a pet peeve for you in the locker room, whether it be something you don't like or something that you think that everybody when coming into a locker room should do?
I just feel like in the locker room, you should be respectful. And like I said, shake everybody's hand. I don't care if you know the person or if you don't know the person. Shake everybody's hand. Be respectful. Do not touch their stuff. Find your own spot and stay there. Like, do not touch people's stuff. I hate that. So, yeah.
Well, I don't think we heard that one yet. Don't touch people's stuff.
No, don't. Even if
you would
hey,
think that would be like friend, universal. Like,
hey, yeah, you always have to ask, hey, can I use this? Can I use that? Oh, please. And thank you. That's all you can do.
So, okay, this is kind of a weird question.
Oh, Jesus.
So, weird question. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's weird, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Okay.
You already prefaced it as weird, so it's already weird.
Well, I know.
Like, you already made it weird, even if it's not a weird question. You already done did it, bro, so just go with it now.
Well, no. Our show is wrestling and MMA. So, we've had, I think it was Angie Jennings I asked the same question to. I asked her if she had a boyfriend, and, you know, when you're an MMA fighter, you train, and sometimes you'll get a black eye, you'll have bruises and scars and stuff like that. So when you're out on the road, you might have a bruise or you might get a black eye or something like that, and you're with your riding partners. Will people
this
look?
This is really weird.
I told you.
But
yeah, go on.
But, too late now, dog. You better finish it.
But no, when you're traveling down the road with your riding partners and somebody might see this young lady with bruises on her and a guy with her. Do people look at you weird like, oh, my God, is he hitting her?
To be honest, I only got that one time. And I don't know. I think I was traveling with somebody. I don't remember who I was traveling with, but I went to the gas station to get something and I had my little T-shirt on and my back is bruised and, you know, with chaps and stuff like that. And the lady asked me, are you okay? Do you need help? I think I told the story to my friend and we just started laughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm a wrestler. You can talk to me, right? I'm like, no,
see,
I am super okay. And I'm not being racist, but I'm black and they can see bruises, so I feel bad for people with light skin.
I can tell you from experience, being somebody that I've never wrestled before, but I fought before, and ding, I've had to go to work after I've gotten like mat burn or a cut or a black eye or whatever, and people will be like, damn, he whooped your ass or something like that. And it's like, no, bro, I didn't get my ass whooped. It's part of training or like... Or, like, the best is when it's, like, they don't believe that you do what you say you do, and then you come in with, like, Matt Burn or a bruise or a cut or something, and, well, did you thought I was bullshitting. Well, here you go.
So, see, it wasn't that weird of a question because you actually
had
a story
for it. The way you started it made it so worse, though. Like, this is a weird question, and then you paused and made it even weirder. So, it was all you, dog.
But listen, like, this is honestly the worst thing that ever happened to me. Like, my mom didn't know I was wrestling. She just found out, you know, I'm Muslim, so I have to be covered and everything.
Right.
And then I don't know what happened, but I had, like, a big black eye. Like, I had, like, I don't know if it's a black eye, but I had a red, my eyes were red, like, super, super red. I don't know who kicked me or how it happened. And she was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. She just kept looking at me. She just kept coming. And I was just standing, like, serving myself to eat. And she was just checking my face and my back. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody just went and beat you up. I'm like, no, that's not what happened. But, yeah, it's just terrible.
Man. So before I let you go, just because I figure you'll get a good kick out of this since you've lived through this. So the first fight I ever had, there were 2 6-year-olds that fought right before I did. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. So this goes right along with your story. So these 2 kids are fighting. The one kid was giving it to him and then started to get it back a little bit. And the next thing you know, this kid's mom jumped in the ring and pulled him out the ring in the middle of the fight because she couldn't take him getting hit. And so I'm the next one to go out to fight. And Devin's met my ma.
Yes.
And so my mom walks into the back. She goes, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know if I could watch this. Like, she's like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do this. Said, ma, I don't give a shit if I get knocked out. Stay out of the ring. It was the funniest thing in the world because it's like, what do you say at that point? Like, I can't tell you that I'm not going to get hurt, but I mean.
Man. I know. It's just. Like, my mom cannot understand. She's like, I don't know why you.
And then they start poking at you, too. Like, stop. I'm all right. Like, leave me alone.
It's just crazy, but.
All right, Queen, last 2 questions. These are listeners' questions, and then we'll let you get to sleep. Jen Dibbs wants to know, have you ever seen Allison Kay?
No.
All right, quick answer. All right, and Travis wants to know, with you being in wrestling, and UFC and MMA being really big right now, have you ever thought about jumping into MMA or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or kickboxing or anything like that?
No.
All right. Quick answer.
I love watching it. You know, I love it. I watch it all day, every day. But see myself in there, oh, my God. No.
Your mom would really be tripping then, huh?
What?
I said your mom would really be tripping then, huh?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I don't think I can do it.
All right. Well, Queen, We really appreciate you joining us for this episode. This is truly an honor. And we got to get you back on the show so we can ask more questions.
We need to have Blackwell bring her to BCWA.
Hey, Mike Blackwell, BCWA needs Queen Aminata. I think Queen Aminata would be a great, great addition to the BCWA roster.
Well, then,
then
she could maybe wrestle Allison Kay in person.
Ooh, definitely. But any,
yeah, please, I don't mind.
Hey, I'm with you. We shoot our shot everywhere humanly possible, so I totally respect it.
But before you go, any last words for the Detroit audience here? And make sure you throw your social media out to everybody and anything you need to promote.
Well, we have a show coming up in May. It's going to be on May 18th. It's going to be around Columbus. I know it's far from Detroit, but it's going to be such a great show. But you guys can follow me if you need more information about that on my Instagram and Twitter. And that's AmiSylle. So I hope you guys remember that. If not, you guys can just send them to them. And I appreciate you guys having me. And Detroit has been so nice to me ever since I started wrestling. So, and XICW was the first show ever. And I'm just thankful, you know, with every single thing that is happening with wrestling and my life and everything. And you guys inviting me here, you know, a little girl from Africa is just living her best life right now. And I really, really appreciate the help and support. And I can't wait to see what next, you know, hopefully NXT, who knows?
Yeah, we definitely got to get you back on before NXT snatches you up.
Yeah, but I appreciate you guys. And thank you for coming to the shows and talking to me, too. You're really great. And I appreciate that. Thank you a lot.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for being so nice and gracious and coming on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All hail the queen, everybody. Thank you for joining us one more time.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
You
all right,
as well.
You too. Get some sleep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Queen Amanada.
For those of you watching live, you can see the joke that I'm about to throw out before I even have to. This dude has been grinning like a fucking kid with cake all fucking show. I swear to God.
See, that's why I went on ahead and addressed the elephant in the room, because I knew it was coming.
I have not seen you, not one guest, not one, not female or like getting a big name guest or anything.
Wait, I wasn't smiling like this with Human Tornado?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, come on, man.
Very few have I ever seen you like, holy shit, like smiling from ear to ear.
Hey, man. but no, and look, let's how much time we got? Got a little bit of time. Probably about 20, 25 minutes, maybe something like that. Is that a fair estimate, Randy? Wait, do you hear that?
That's weird.
What am I hearing?
I'm hearing something, too.
Let's keep going. Fuck it.
All right. But we got about 20 minutes, so let's just take a few minutes just to talk about our guest there. No, I'm not stalking her. But no, I'm shut up. But
look, for as much as you talk shit, bro, you have, like, stockpiles of it coming. I think you just forgot that I can talk shit just like you just because I don't like to.
Regardless. But no, I don't. I think she's a really good wrestler, man. She, and like I said, the XICW show, when I saw her, my first thought was, man, she is gorgeous. But and as Bruce Pritchard says all the time, once the bell rings, but in this case, like, she could go. And from that match in, I want to say it was like August of last year.
It was October, sir.
October. So from October of last year up until like this past Sunday, man, I've seen the progression, man, and it's like. Right now, all she...
Hey, man, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. If you look at her Instagram and things like that, when we were tagging her and things leading up to the show, I mean, she's been around some good names and things. I mean, you know, right. Just looking at the people that are following her, dude. Like, I mean, not that, like, follows and likes on Instagram mean anything, but I mean...
27,000 followers on Instagram.
You've got 27,500 followers, some of which being some of the biggest names out on the independent scene, like Penelope Ford and other names like that. I mean,
right.
Dude, I mean, she's clearly getting, like she said, getting her shit in. So, I mean, clearly she's doing something right. So, you know.
She's working with past guests of the show, Congo Kong.
Exactly. I mean, all the props in the world to her. You know, keep doing your thing. You know, I'm a big fan of what I've seen as well. So, I mean, you've definitely got Knockouts and Three Counts in your corner.
Oh, that reminds me. See, I forgot to ask Movado about the Ooh La Lucha tickets, which went on sale this past week. I wanted to ask him about the VIP package. Once I get that information, I'll relate it to everybody out here. But, yeah, we didn't do our intros. Let's go ahead and do our intros right now real quick, all the announcements and stuff that we have, and then we'll talk a little bit of what's going on right now. So, Mr. Collison, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself like 40 minutes into the show.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T. Please make sure you're following the show at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram. I know our Twitter hasn't been as active as it maybe should be, but... I can assure you that it is now, because I might know who's the one that's doing a lot of the tweeting. I don't know. But that being said, I can guarantee you there will be more content both there and on our Instagram from the shows that we're at, whether it be Comic Cons, wrestling shows, whatever. And with that being said, we also could be making our way into another local show. More news on that
later
on.
Anything else?
Yeah, share our shit. Help us grow, man. We need the help. And, yeah, if you enjoy what you're listening to, like so many of you guys do, when you come up to us and tell us how much you enjoy what you're listening to, whether it be people we work with or whatever the case might be, you know, help brother out. Share it. Like it. You know, send it out.
You want to tell the people who we got coming next week?
So, any of you that watched Ring of Honor's 17th anniversary probably saw what I deemed to be one of the best super heavyweight matches I've seen in quite a long time. I don't know if you've watched it yet, Devin, but in my opinion, it was pretty fucking dope. So we have the return of Shane Taylor.
The Notorious.
Exactly. You know, and a guy who's been on a tear in Ring of Honor, you know, between him, Silas Young, that whole group that they've got going against Bloodline or... I can't remember the name, but CJ Parker, now known as Juice Robinson, and Tennille Dashwood, and all those guys in Ring of Honor, Bandito. I mean, he's hot right now. Plain and simple, he just had a hell of a match with Jeff Cobb. We bring him on next Tuesday to tell you all about it. So don't say we don't bring you the good names.
Wait, real quick before I do my intro, I want to give a quick shout out to Jen Deb.
Hell yeah,
Jen. She came up to me at the BCWA show this past Saturday and said, hey, I watch the shows. I enjoy you guys.
Shout out to the Soul Taker, too.
Yeah, Soul Taker. The guy scares me.
You shared our post, though.
I appreciate it. And, shout out to Jen, man. She, came up and talked to me. I don't think you had made it there yet, Kyle, but, told us she watches the show and she really looks forward to the different interviews. So I really appreciate that, man. It's weird. Kind of being out and people like recognizing you, say, oh my God, I watched the show or I listened to the show, but it feels good at the same time, man. So I really do appreciate Jen. And shout out to Chris and Mike too. They've been coming to pretty much all the BCWA shows since they won free tickets Survivor Series.
Last but not least, man, thank you, Tiffany, dude. Every fucking thing we post, she comments on it, shows love, shares it, whether it's on Twitter, she's retweeting it. Hey, man, we appreciate all the love and, all of you guys that come up to us at shows and they're telling us you're paying attention and watching. Like, we had guys come up to us at SmackDown, when I was there telling me, hey, they recognized me from the show. So, hey, even if it's only by a little bit, we're growing and we know it doesn't happen without you guys. So thank you.
And also, shout out to Alicia, man. Alicia, yeah. She supports the show, man. She's almost like an unofficial member of the podcast. And let me say hi to my niece, Karen, man. I wish I had wrote this question down, but apparently my niece, Karen, who is, oh my God, how old is my niece?
How do you not know how old your niece is?
I've got a lot of them.
You bastard.
I got a lot of them. I want to say she's like 8, 9. Karen, how old are you? But
that's fucked up.
But my sister told, hey, man, don't be saying F'd up when my niece is watching.
Too late for that. You already did.
But, Queen Amanada's watching. Hey. But I meant to ask Queen Amanada about this, but she kind of addressed it also. My niece apparently is interested in wrestling right
now.
That's
dope.
She's been watching wrestling, so I hope to, one day take her to a wrestling show. And, she's going to be a nice-sized young lady. Her sister is like 6'4". Her sister is taller than me right now. She's only 15. So hopefully my niece Karen wants to get into wrestling. Hey, Karen, I know some people. We can make this happen. But let me go ahead and do my intro. I'm Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. Make sure you check out the Reality Era news page where we talk wrestling. Hey.
You could devote so much more time to actual content if you just pointed people to, like, I don't know, ko3cpod.com.
Oh, you know what? You're right. If you go to ko3cpod.
And then you wouldn't have to go into details of all your social media handles and everything like that. And think of all the time you would save.
Thank you, Voice of God, Randy.
Look at Randy.
The Voice of God. Go to ko3cpod.com.
We need to get him a drink, and then maybe we'll have drunk Randy, too.
Definitely. Hey, WrestleMania party at Buffalo Wild Wings downtown.
Be there.
Come to that show. We're going to be giving away prizes.
And it's always good shit, man. We don't give away just a week old nothing. You might get t-shirts. You might get Funko Pops. You might get a title belt. You don't know what you're going
to get. Tickets to shows. You never know.
Also, just because I have to, since we're talking about this and I feel the need, shout out to the guys at Breaking Down the Ring. They're the ones that are always there with us doing the parties and Definitely. Helping put everything together. And shout out to them on the last couple guests they've had. A.R. Fox a couple weeks ago, a guy that we've talked with, as well as Eddie Kingston. You know, those were both great interviews. Shout out to them. If you're listening to us, guarantee you'll like them too. And they'll be at the party with us for WrestleMania at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Definitely.
Well, not with me, but with Devin and the rest of the guys.
Oh, my niece Karen is 8. Yes. And she's probably taller than you right now, Kyle.
Well, considering I'm short, that's not exactly saying much, but I get your point.
Well, no, we just grown big in the McKenzie family. But
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
But real quick, man, let's talk a little bit about the BCWA show this past weekend.
Let's do it.
Man, I don't know if you I think you're a little bit late. I don't know if you made it for the MM3.
No, I didn't, and it bothers me because I heard nothing but good things about it. I've seen both wrestle individually, and they're both off the chain. If you're in the Michigan area and haven't checked them out yet, you need to.
Yeah, we were talking about XICW a little bit earlier. MM3 is a major, major piece of the XICW promotion. Got him on the podcast. So once we drop our episode that we recorded there, you're going to hear from MM3. Great match, man. They put on one hell of a match. We had Crush and Steel on that episode. They had a really good gauntlet match. Didn't necessarily go their way. Tony Thunder. Let's talk about Tony Thunder for a second, man. Tony Thunder, member of...
Do we have to?
Yes.
Love you, Tony.
Yes, we have to talk about Tony. Tony, member of the show, we love him. He's having a bit of a hard time at BCWA right now, man. Things have not necessarily gone his way. He almost got his nipple chopped off.
He really did, though.
He's been choke slammed a number of times. Got ambushed, you know, when he was making his entrance for this tag team title gauntlet match, and hasn't been successful, man. I don't know what to do, man. I want to do something to help him, man. I don't know what to do though. We got to get our friend.
I feel
Tony
like
to win.
If Tony doesn't start getting wins, I'm gonna just start like getting up from the table and I'm gonna run in the ring and just choke the motherfucker that he's fighting. Then I'll get out of the ring and we'll do it while the ref ain't looking, so he doesn't lose. And then yeah,
but
he needs my help, but as a friend in need,
I don't know what to do, man. But there's new tag team champions in BCWA now. H3RD.
So that's kind of crazy because I was going to Clash shows when I was 15, 16 years old, man. And so to see H3RD making their way into BCWA at full force now with Tommy Tresnick at the helm, that's kind of crazy, man. I feel like BCWA better be ready. There's a lot to look out for there. But yeah, the gauntlet match was pretty dope.
Oh, and shout out to Atlas Hightower. We're going to have Atlas on the show in a couple weeks, man. So definitely stay tuned for that. I don't even want to talk about it.
You already brought it up now, stupid.
I know. But there's a new Alliance champion in BCWA. Take it over, Kyle. I'm going to let you handle this one, man.
Yeah, man. So Devin is really like butthurt about it, but it bums me out that our buddy Chase Burnett lost the title.
I know.
But it's who he lost the title to. So he lost to Shark Boy. Okay? Shark Boy, the same Shark Boy that was in TNA and all those things.
Oh, Shell, yeah.
And Devin is not a happy camper. But yeah, so we definitely have a new Alliance champion. I most definitely didn't think Shark Boy was going to win, but that's why they say anything can happen in wrestling.
I'm just going to say not a fan of Shark Boy. That's all. yeah, so that was BCWA. Hey, make sure you guys come out April 20th for their next show, Die Hard.
You didn't even mention our other past guests. We were talking all about Ooh La La Lucha. Movado ran it back with Dread King Logan. Come on, guy.
Shout out to Jim for giving Shark Boy a thumbs down. That's what I'm talking about. But Dread King Logan and Movado had a hell of a match. And
did Movado get his get back? Because, again, that was before I got there.
You missed out on your favorite finisher, man.
See, I told you, if you listen to the show and you listen to me, bro.
But, But Drag King was the one that
hey, he was listening, wasn't he? And hot damn it, I'm going to tag that some bitch and tell him I know he was listening.
Kick him in the dick. Oh, man. So we only got a few more minutes. Kyle.
Why don't we talk about some of the developments here with WWE, bro?
All right, man.
I mean, you've got all the developments now with the Ronda Becky Charlotte match. What were your thoughts on what we saw on Raw with Travis Brown being in the front row and laying out that poor kid on security?
Well, first, hold on. Let me go ahead and ring the bell. So when I was in Cleveland at Fastlane, I was not too far from Travis Brown. And let me just say that as a large human being. And that's weird coming from a large human being. Yeah, he did a pretty good elbow there, man. He, you know, he laid it in, but it didn't look like it, you know, it was too stiff. Good job. I'm happy with where they're going with Ronda now. She's not talking as
much. Thank God it's nice to finally hear somebody not shit all over everything.
Wait, but look, here's the thing is, I've been saying I wanted this Ronda the whole time.
I didn't say you didn't.
Give me killer Ronda.
Like, so many people are mad because she's killing people. She's supposed to. Please do not get that sucked into wrestling that you forget.
She's a killer.
In most situations with most women on this earth, Ronda Rousey probably will fuck them up. I hate to break it to you. I hate to break it to you if that's your pipe dream, but I hate to break it to you, dude.
But
your arm might get snapped.
But I was saying from day one, man, like, why is she talking so much? Why don't they just have someone talk for her? Why is she smiling? This is the Ronda I wanted to see. I'm happy as hell. Now, how they got here was very weird, very convoluted. Becky being out of the Royal, I mean, winning the Royal, but then being out of the match and being in the match, having a messed up knee, not wanting to go to the doctor. It was just weird and convoluted how they got here, but they finally got to the right point. Did I want it to be a triple threat match? No, but I kind of understand why they're doing it now. But I'm definitely looking forward to that match, and I love the way they shifted Ronda to who she's supposed to be.
But okay, here's my next question too. So like, I like what they've done. I mean, granted that I was a little surprised by the whole thing with Becky when they pulled her out and all that stuff. Yeah, sure. But here's my next question to you, and this will tie into another potential match if it happens. What are your thoughts on all the reports you hear with people talking about, oh, yeah, you know, there's no hype to this WrestleMania. And, like, when you talk about, you could throw that even in with the Kofi thing, like, you know, with them doing the gauntlet. And you hear so many people saying, you know, oh, there's no hype to this WrestleMania. Oh, it's not that hype. I personally disagree. Like, to me, the Ronda thing's all over ESPN and everywhere else. I mean, that's.
I will say, I feel like the buildup. After the Rumble up until, I'll say, like, this week maybe, the build-up was, like, it's a weird build to this.
Oh, I agree
this
with that.
I felt like a lot of the stories didn't have stories up until now because it's like, okay, you know, Brock versus Seth Rollins is going to be the you know, quote-unquote main event, but they really haven't done anything as far as that story until last week, and you knew this in January after the Rumble. So, yeah, they're starting to get there now, but it's kind of like a late build to me.
I can't argue that. I won't argue that at all. You know, when you talk about the Becky match and, you know, even with Kofi and all that, like, I totally agree with you. Like, some of the builds have been a little bit, I guess, lackluster, I guess.
Right.
But I guess I thought about this a lot earlier just because of some of the stuff I was reading in the group and stuff. And, like, I don't know if you'd agree, but okay, I'll ring it before you even say anything. But having been there, you know, I think a lot of the reason why you might not have as much build as maybe you might have had in like some of the earlier WrestleManias, like as a wrestling fan, I'm not complaining at all that you have so many matches because it's, you know, cool to see it. But I think that a lot of the reason why there's not as much hype is because there's so many matches. But that being said,
for what I hear, it's supposed to be like 17 matches on this Mania.
Well, exactly. But then on the other hand of that, there's always the argument that, like, that's also on the performer too. Like, I'm going to use an example. Granted, they're two huge names. You know, their name alone, I mean, they're already over as it is. But I think one of the best stories that's going to end up playing itself out to WrestleMania, in my opinion, I would say might be Batista versus Triple H. And I say that for the fact that, I don't know about you, but I sure as hell didn't see him dragging Flair down the hallway. secondly, I like the fact that you've got two guys that Triple H is definitely, I would say, old school. I don't know if you could classify Batista as much. But you've got two guys that understand the art of telling a story, right?
Right.
So, like, I feel like that's what's going to make this match a match that people are going to want to see, because you're going to watch it, like, people are either looking at Batista as the bastard for beating up Ric Flair, or they're on the bandwagon because he did Guardians and all that stuff. And I think with those two being such veterans, I wouldn't be shocked if that ends up being one of the more look forward to matches.
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to that one, but I guess you would say that from basically, to me, Royal Rumble is the kickoff of WrestleMania season. So it seemed like from Rumble up until like maybe a week before Fastlane, it just seems like there was nothing. And then they kind of like kicked it into gear after that. And pun intended, got in the fast lane to WrestleMania. But I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm looking forward to a 17-match, 7-hour Mania. That's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Especially, what happens if it snows at WrestleMania?
Shut the fuck up.
It's going to be in New York.
Shut the fuck up.
You're going to be there.
Shut the fuck up.
It's in an outside stadium. What do you do if it starts snowing?
Knocking on wood, you son of a bitch. Knock on wood, because if it snows, I promise you, I will come back and on Knockouts and Three Counts, I will kick Devin in the dick. Just saying.
It's going to be a long day, brother.
If it snows, dude, I'm going to kick you so hard it won't be a long day, all right?
So let's stop talking about my. Hey, people, this has been Knockouts.
I'm not going there, so if you want to take it as such, I mean, hey.
Man, we're almost out of time, man. So, real quick, we haven't seen SmackDown yet. Is it going to be Kofi?
I think so.
Okay. Do you think Kofi wins it?
I think wins the title or wins the gauntlet?
Wins the title.
I honestly haven't chosen yet. Honest to God. And okay. And here's why.
We haven't made our official predictions
I
yet.
Honestly haven't chosen yet, and here's why. Because I'm torn. On one hand, I feel like Daniel Bryan, I don't feel like they would want him to lose the title that quick. On the other hand, especially when you throw into the fact they made a whole new belt for him. So clearly that means they had some plans for him.
Right.
But it's undeniable how hot Kofi's been.
Should have heard so, it in Cleveland, man. Kofi chased the whole
Kofi
night.
Was going in. They've been going insane about Kofi. So I also wouldn't be surprised either way. But that's what makes me like that match, because I honestly can't tell you, oh, so and so is going to win, because you really can't go either way. I think Kofi's going to win. I think Kofi's going to win sometimes when they start with like the gauntlet match and all that kind of stuff. But then they do something else and you're like, so the fact that I genuinely don't know yet.
Let you know that they're doing a good job telling that story.
I like it. I'm sorry.
And we'll talk about that more on our WrestleMania preview show. But you will be here for that one, right? And a review show, right?
If we're doing the preview show that Tuesday, yeah, I'll be here. I don't leave till Thursday.
And you'll be here for the Tuesday show afterwards?
Theoretically. I got to check what time my plane goes. But you could have another on the phone, off the plane interview again.
All right. Well, Mr. Collison, any announcements real quick before we get out of here?
Keep your eyes on Clash Wrestling. We could be in there real soon. Also, shout out to past guests of the show, Marco Smallman. I'm booking his next fight.
Definitely.
Shout out to I was going next. They're both on the same card.
Yes,
shout out to past guests of the show, Drew Murray, who's going to be coming back to King of the Cage in Wyandotte at the Yak next month. A lot of big fights with our past guests on there. If you enjoyed our interviews, check them out and check out the fights. Other than that, man, make sure you're watching next week, listening, however you got to do it. Check us out on iTunes. The episodes usually come out about 2 days later. Check out Shane Taylor. Check out all the stuff that's going on in Ring of Honor. It's far from dead. And I also have to just give them a shout out, because I was a little bit nervous because they weren't announcing anything for that card. And I'll be honest, I kind of, with all the people that WWE's been announcing for the Hall of Fame, was like, fuck. I almost kind of wish I was going to the Hall of Fame. But then they've announced all the matches that they did for the show this past week, and I'm like, I'm still good where I'm at.
Yeah, we'll talk more about
Triple Threat ladder match main event. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, we'll talk more about your plans for Mania weekend, man. But I'm Devin. I've had a great time. Shout out to Queen Abenada for joining us on the
Hell
show.
Hell yeah.
Man.
And if you're in the Ohio area or the Detroit area when she's in town, don't miss it.
Ooh la la lucha, man. Definitely got to talk to Movado, you know, about the ticket situation with that. But tickets are available now for that one, so you can check her out there, and you can support past guests of the show, Mr. Movado.
If Devin shows up this time, he could too.
Make sure you listen next week for Shane Taylor. We got Atlas Hightower coming up. Make sure you come out to the WrestleMania party at Buffalo Wild Wings on April 7th. Is it the 7th when WrestleMania is? You should know. You got tickets. You'll be there.
If,
I think it's the 7th.
Yes, it is. April 7th.
Yes. Make sure you come on out there. Support.
I had to do the math in my head for a minute. I'm thinking, well, I get in on this day, and it's the 4th. So if we're talking about WrestleMania, what day would that be?
It's that date math. But, yeah, come support Breaking Down the Ring, Podcast Detroit, and us, Knockouts and Three Counts. Follow all of our social media. Go to KO3CPod.com, where you can find all of that good stuff. Oh, real quick, if you guys want to win $50, go ahead and join our tournament bracket challenge. I know this is a wrestling and MMA show, but, hey, if you want to win $50, join our bracket challenge. You can find the information on that on my Facebook page or in the group, the Wrestling Era News group, which you should join as well, or on our Knockouts and Three Counts Facebook page. So join that, win $50 if you can. It's going to be mine anyway. So anything else, Kyle?
Nope.
Randy, any announcements? Anything going on with the studio? You need to know.
Oh, is the show done? I can push stop.
I'm going to say, did you hit stop already? All right, Kyle, go ahead and say it.
Fuck your couch.
Until next time. Peace.
See, and I didn't scream it then.